and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Let's go over to 21 through 22. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. This is the word of the Lord. Father, we commit the word unto you. Father, the word is our guide. The word is our lamp. The word is everything to us. And Father, you have promised to exalt your word above everything else. And at this time, oh God, I pray that only your word and your word alone shall be proclaimed. And Lord, only your word and your word alone we shall receive in our spirit. Let the word do the work that no man can do. Let the word of God fix the things that nobody can fix in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God give us the hope that no man can give to us. And above all, let this word this morning give us the blessed assurance that we need to get to the next level. Father, we thank you, Lord, because the word is bound to be confirmed. You have never released the word without confirmation. And today, as the word comes forth, you will confirm it, Lord. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Last Sunday, I started with the introduction, and I'm not going to dwell on the introduction because we need to move further. On the theme, God has made a way. Everybody's so quiet. Some people are looking. Where is the way? God has made a way. Well, you know, maybe I'm ministering to two categories of people. The first category are people who are not looking forward to God making a way for them. And so if you are in that category, I will say, just think about your family or think about your children, if it's okay with you. But the second category of people are the people who are looking forward to God making a way for them. And I'm very, very humble to say I am in that category. I don't know about you, but I am. And so if you are in that category, you have a way you will receive it. God has made a way. Somebody said, God has made a way for me. Somebody said, finally, to the glory of God, he has made a way for me. Finally. You know what that means? After having gone through all that I've been through,
After all the waiting, after all the pain, after all the prayers, after all the suffering, God has made a way. 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 God has made a way for this church.
God has made a way. When Moses came to the Red Sea, after God has instructed them to come out of Egypt, and he made the way for them to come out, they ran into a situation where, humanly speaking, there was no way. They ran into that situation. And the situation here is, there was a Red Sea in front of them. Not a stream, not a river, but a sea. We all know what is a sea, also. A sea. There was this Red Sea in front of them. And to make matters worse, the Egyptians, their oppressors, were behind them. And so, they were like trapped in the middle. And most of the people thought that there is no way. Said Moses, what have you done? Why have you brought us into this situation where we are caught in the middle? We can't go back, because if we do, they are not just going to capture us, but they are going to slaughter us. Torture us and slaughter us. Humanly speaking, we can't go forward, because if we do, we shall commit suicide. We are going to drown. The Red Sea is in front of us. And then Moses was giving them words of encouragement, words of assurance. Don't worry. You know, the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more. God will fight for you. If you go back to verse 13 through 16, you come to realize it was not God speaking at that time. Can we please go back to 13? Let's try to have it straight. And Moses said, who said? And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, we all have been in a situation where you don't have a word from God directly. Like, you know, this is the rhema. This is the prophetic word that I have from God. But you have to give a word of encouragement, you know. Something good, something positive, something nice that will come out of your spirit. Just to encourage the person or to encourage the group of people. So that's what Moses was doing. He was saying to them, you know, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more, forever. Then let's go to verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. He was encouraging them. And then verse 15. And the Lord, I want you to come along with me. And who said?
The Lord.
So let's put it this way. While he was encouraging the people, just, you know, trying to calm them down, saying nice things to them, positive things to them, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. In other words, Moses, you don't have to cry to me about this situation. Tell the people to go forward. But now let's go to 16. To go forward. But to go forward, let's stop there for now. To go forward. And so, how can Moses tell the people to go forward when there was a sea in front of them? Is God telling Moses to tell the people to get into the sea and drown and die there? But verse 16 says, but Moses, as you carry out my instruction, make sure you do this. But go forward on a condition. But let me clarify it. Lift thou thy rod. What you have in your hands, use it to exercise authority over what is before you. And stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Now, we are walking in collaboration with God here. As we use what he has given unto us to carry out the instructions he, God, is giving unto us, my brothers and sisters, we are going to walk through the way God has made for us. Oh, Lord, help us. We are going to walk through the way. But, you know, you can't go through this way that God has made without collaborating with God. We have to walk along with God. We have to walk together with God. We are not helping God, but we are walking with God because he is the one who has the power to lead us through the way he has made. And so today I'm here to tell you that God has made a way to bless you. God has made a way to expand this church. God has made a way to bring his word into manifestation in the church, in our lives, in our families. God has made a way to deliver us where the people have said, you can't be delivered. It's impossible for you to be delivered. Your situation is too complex. God has made the way for deliverance to take place. Where doctors have said, you know, we can only manage the condition, but we cannot eliminate the condition. But God has made the way for the condition to be eliminated, not managed. He has made the way. 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 2018 is not just another year. It's not just, the year has just started, so I'm supposed to be positive and excited about the year, so I'm just happy, I'm just excited about this year. It's not just about that. Specifically, I can tell you that 2018 is the year that God has made a way for us to achieve things that we've been struggling and believing God to achieve over the years and decades. It's the year that God has made the way to do far more exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever think or imagine. It is the year God has made the way to turn the hearts of kings around so that he can cause them to do what he wants them to do. God has made the way. God has made the way. He has made the way for us to celebrate. God has made the way for sevenfold manifestation to manifest. He has made the way. God 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 has made the way. He has made the way. He has made the way. He said, weep not, I have made the way. Cry not, I have made the way. Believe in me, I have made the way for you. I have made the way for you. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He has made a way. He has made a way. But before I give you the revelation point, the question you are asking, or the question we all will want to ask, Why would God ever put us in a situation where we cannot find a way out by ourselves? Where people cannot make a way for us? People have tried to make a way to get us out of certain situations, but the effort of people has not produced any results. Why has he allowed us to be in such a situation that we can turn to the left and we can't see a way? We turn to the right, we can't see a way. We look forward, we can't see a way. We look backward, we can't see a way. Like I said last week, when you study Bible geography, there was another way these people could have gone through without going through the Red Sea. But the problem here is, it was not Moses who was leading the people. The Bible tells us that God was leading them by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire in the night. And so the God of geography, who knows every area of the world, knew exactly where he was leading them to. But he led them into this situation where there was a Red Sea before them and behind them were the Egyptians. Why will he do such a thing? Why would God put us in a situation where with everywhere we turn, we can't see a way? Because he wants to show himself, to prove himself unto us. You will never know that God is capable of making a way until you are in a situation where there is no way. When you find yourself in a situation where there is no way, you don't say, this one, what am I not able to do? And then you look up to him and you pray, and then automatically you just see a way. You just see a way. You say, what? This is a miracle. This is not a coincidence. This is a miracle. It has to be God. It is the doing of God. I've come to say to you, your next breakthrough is a miracle. Because you know and I know, I looked around and there was no way. I looked to the left, I didn't see the way. I looked to the right, I didn't see the way. I looked up, I couldn't see the way. But somewhere, somehow, the miracle has come to pass. Why? Because God made the way. It is a miracle. He has made a way. God has made a way. God has made a way. Let's meditate through just one revelation point for today. Just one. And this is the revelation point God is impressing in my spirit, and I want to impress in your spirit. My brothers and sisters, when God is talking to us about he, the God we are serving, has made the way, he wants us to understand he is God and is not a liar, neither can he change. Let's get to the scripture quickly. Numbers 23. God is not a liar. God cannot lie or change. Numbers 23 and 19. God cannot lie or change. God, can we read together? Can we just honor God by standing? If you can, Mama Rose, please don't stand. If you can, just stand. God is not a man that he should lie. That he should repent. Hath he said, and shall it not do it? Hath he spoken, or shall he not make it true? Now, this is what I want us to do. I want us to look up to heaven and point our hands. Let us address God. Look at it and address God. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to your brother. Talk to the God that you are reading his word. Can we address God by saying, my God, my God, look at the word, my God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? I
mind. Shall it? This God, please take your seat. He has made a way. He can come and lie to us and tell us something that he has not done. And said, well, I've done this and us to deceive us. He's telling us what he has done. Why will God come and lie to you? Who are you? Who am I? Sometimes we lie to people because, you know, of different reasons. But why would God ever want to come to you, Antinelli, to you, Sister Memuna, to you, Stasia, and tell you something that is not true? Why would he want to do that? Who are you? Who are you for God to come down and do that? And he, even if you think you are somebody, but because of who he is, he cannot do that to you. And so when he says, I have made a way, he's telling us, I'm telling you the truth. I am not just telling you the facts, but I'm telling you the truth. This is the truth. I have made a way for you.
Amen.
Now, the thing about the truth is simple. You either believe it or you live it. You either believe that God has made a way for you, or you don't believe and walk away. But I choose to believe. I choose to believe that he has made a way. I choose to believe that God has opened the doors that no man could open. I choose to believe that in the narrow path, in that dark path, God has opened a way. He has opened a way where man has looked around and said, it is impossible for you to have a breakthrough under this condition. It is impossible for you to come out of this situation. It is impossible for this thing to change. God has made the way. He has made the way. He has made the way. Raise your right hand and say, he has made the way.
He has made the way.
God has made a way. God has made a way. I believe it. I choose to believe it. It's all about your choice. I choose to believe it. God has made a way. 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 Oh, my brothers and sisters, he kept us alive in the midst of the situation because he has a plan to make a way, 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 to make a way. He has a plan. Let me take you through a scripture quickly. When Sarah complained and said unto Abraham, because God has now blessed her and Agar has started misbehaving, said, I don't want her to be in this house anymore. Send her away. And Abraham was confused because she was having a son for him. Even though we don't want to go into the doctrine of the son, but you know, he was confused. And God said unto him, do what your wife has told you to do. Send her away. And so, Abraham took the few things he could put together and gave them to her. And Abraham sent them away. But Abraham knew that they were going to go through the wilderness, through the desert. And God also knew
they were going to go through the desert. And so they ran out of supply in the desert, and there was no water. And Ishmael was about to die. And the mother could not stand to see her son, you know, suffered and died in front of her. And then she prayed. In that wilderness, God made a way.
Amen.
To cause water to come out.
Amen.
But before they set out, God knew exactly what was going to happen on the journey.
Amen.
He knew they would get to a point where there will be no water, where the life of the child will be threatened. And he knew what he was going to do. And he did it. Before we came into this world, before we accepted the Lord, before we accepted the will of God for our lives, and say, God, if this is the will of God, if this is your will for me, I accept it. Before we even know the will of God, let's talk about accepting the will of God in our lives. God, in his infinite wisdom, knew what we're going to face with along the way. He knew the challenges. He knew when and how things will dry up. He knew when it's going to be dark. He knew when it's going to be tough. And yet, he led us in that way.
Amen.
Why will he do that? Because he's not a caring God. Because God forbid, have mercy. Because he's not responsible. My brothers and sisters, he is the creator of the universe.
Amen. Amen.
Before we started the journey, in our eyes, we didn't even know the way. And before the obstacles surfaced, and after the obstacles have come, that all we can see are the obstacles. But in his eyes, all he can see is the finish end. It's the finish point. He knew the obstacles were going to come up. But for us, there were obstacles. But for him, they are not obstacles. Because when he said, open, everything will open. When he said, gate, open, they are bound to open. My brothers and sisters, whatever that we used to have before us as a challenge, I want to tell you that those gates, those mountains, those rocks are no more. He said, I have made the way. But you know the problem most of us are having right now? We are struggling to believe it simply because we have been used to see the obstacles before us for a very long time. Are we going somewhere? It's just like you have this huge mountain before you. You know it's a very huge mountain. Even before you were born, the mountain had been there. And when you burn the mountain, you know, every day, every morning, until you are 50, every day you go out, you see the mountain, you see the mountain, you see the mountain. And then one day you are asleep, and then you wake up in the morning, and somebody come and tell you, the mountain is no more. Say, which mountain? The mountain in front of the house. Say, no, it's supposed to be there. Because you are so used to it. And when you come out, you look around, the mountain is not. He said, is something wrong? But the mountain is not there. Even though we have been used to whatever challenging situation we have been going through, God is saying, I have made a way.
Amen.
Yes, we went through it decades ago, 6 months ago, couple of months ago. But God says 2018 is different. It's different. I have made the way. What used to hinder you? It's no more. What used to stop you? It's no more. What used to prevent you? It's no more. I have made the way. I've made a way. I have made the way. I have made the way. God says, I cannot lie. Let's turn it the other way around. Has he ever lied to you? Or are you just answering no for the sake of answering? Do you have a proof? Don't just tell me God has never lied to me. Do you have proof?
Yes, I have
proof. Ah, there are some people who don't have proof. I love it. Oh, I don't just have one proof. You want me to come with proof? I can come with mountains of proof. Oh, he has never failed. Even when I was unfaithful, he was still faithful to me. And even when we are faithful today, he is still faithful to make a way. If he has never lied to you, why will he lie to you today? He has made a way. Somebody take this. God has made the way. God has made the way. God has made the way. That is why I can tell you that your tomorrow shall be brighter than yesterday. My tomorrow shall be blessed than my yesterday. Because he has made the way. You may not have the money in your pocket to prove it. But you know that the God who has been your help in ages past is your hope for years to come. He is your hope for 2018. He has made a way. God 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 has made a way. I want you to close your eyes for a minute and look at God. I want you to disconnect yourself from here for a moment. Just look up to the heavens. You know why I ask you to look up to him? Because the word of God says, they that know their God. Do you know the one who is up there? When you look up, do you know the one who is sitting on that throne? Do you know the one before whom those 24 angels, those elders and angels are bowing to? Do you know the one whose voice it's like the running of many waters? When you look up, you look up, you look up, up, up the throne. You look up to heaven. Do you know the one? As I'm speaking right now, in whose eyes you can see the flame of fire coming through. Do you know the one who sits upon that throne? Who declared when the earth was empty, without form and shape, when the universe was covered with water, and said, let the waters be separated from the waters. Let there be light. Who called forth the things that were not as if they were into manifestation. Do you know the one? The one and only one who was never created. Everything that you see around was somehow manufactured or created. But the one whose name is Alpha and Omega, first and the last. Do you know him? Do you know him? Take your spirit back to the Red Sea. Do you know the God who divided that Red Sea? When the children of Israel were in the wilderness and there was no food, the one who opened the heavens and released manna and fed them. If you know him, if you can see him, if you truly, 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 truly know him, he is the one talking to you. He is the one talking to me. He is the one speaking to this church that I have made a way. I have made a way. But the question is, what more do you want him to do to convince you that he has made a way because he is able to do it? There is nothing more he can do. He has done it all. To convince us to believe he has made a way. As I close, the question is, are you looking more at what people have said, how they perceive your situation? Compared to what he is saying at this time. I know some people may have a written fact about their condition. Against a word from the throne of God. But when you put these two together, the question is asking you, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe my report that I have made a way? Against what you are seeing in the physical, what is written in black and white? He has made a way. He cannot lie, neither can he change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I want you to stand up and do something. Stand up. Stand up. Before we praise, before we do anything, I want you to walk. But listen, don't just walk. I want you to walk through the way God has made for you. But if you can't see the way, don't walk. Are you with me? If you can't see the way, wait. Continue to stand. Don't walk. But if you can see the way and you believe in the way God has made, just walk through that way prophetically. You can call the way. It could be the way for my blessings, the way for my miracles, the way for my deliverance. This is the way God has made for me. I'm walking through it. You can't walk through a mountain if in actual fact there's still a mountain I don't see you going through. But the only reason why I can see you walking through is because the mountain is not there anymore. He has made a way. God, I'm walking through. I'm walking through the blessings. I'm walking into the place, oh God, of miracles. I'm walking into that place that you said you would bring me into. God, I'm walking through it. The only reason why I'm going through it like this is because a way has been created before I couldn't go through, before I couldn't walk like this. But because a way has been created, now I can go through. Now I can get on to the next level. Now I can begin the project that you told me I should start. Now I can do the things, God, that you said I must do. Because you have made the way. Because you have made the way. Because you have made the way. Oh yes. Now you can buy your house. Because God has made the way. Now you can send your children to college. Because God has made the way. You didn't get it. Now you can celebrate your new baby. Because God has made the way. Now you can pay off the debt. Because God has made the way. He has made the way. God has made the way. He has made the way. He has made the way. God has made the way.
God has made a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Sing it. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He has made a way. With love and strength for each new day. He has made a way. He has made a way.
How great is our God. How great is his name. Hallelujah. Forever the same. Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will never leave you. All we have to do, let us put our trust in him. How great is
God.
I want you to lift your feet up to heaven.
How great is his name. How great is his.
Show off your God. By doing your feet, show off the greatness of your God.
Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I'll never leave you.
place your trust in me. Oh, how great is our God. How great is his name. How great is his love. Forever the same. Put your trust in me. Oh, he rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
He has done it. He did it yesterday, and he has done it for you today. He has done it in this situation in your life. He has done it in this situation in my life. He has done it. God has done it. God has done it. He did it yesterday.
He said, I'll never leave you. Oh, how great is my God.
How great is my God.
How great is his name. His love forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me.
Hallelujah. We trust in you, Lord. Oh, yeah. We trust in you.
Father, we thank you for the assurance.
We trust in you.
We thank you for the faith that you have placed into our hearts. The seed of faith that you have planted into our spirits to believe, only to believe that you have made a way. Father, thank you that when we walk out of this place, our eyes shall open only to the way you have made. Father, thank you because throughout 2018 and beyond, we are going to walk freely.
Amen.
Father, it's going to be an express path.
Amen.
I can hear you saying into my spirit, that you have not just made a way, but you have made an express way.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I can hear it in my spirit, Lord. That I have made an express way for you. Things shall no longer be delayed. You shall see swift miracles, swift increase, swift overflow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory.
You have bypassed the protocols.
Hallelujah.
The bureaucracies. The red tapes.
Hallelujah.
You've jumped over all of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
You forced a change that no man can bring.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've made a way. You've made a way.
Thank you, Lord.
And before I drop this microphone, I can also hear the Lord. It's not in my notes. I'm hearing him. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying. He said, I have also made a way for you to overtake.
Hallelujah.
It is true that others have gone before you. But the way that I have made for you,
thank you,
it's not just a way for you to move freely,
hallelujah,
but to overtake.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Said, I've made a way for you to overtake.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, to overtake. Father, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We seal the way you have made with the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray that our confessions shall always be in line with the way you have made. Father, as we go forward, we shall never open our mouth to say anything contrary to the way you have made.
Amen.
It is permanent.
Amen.
Not because I said it, but because you said it.
Amen.
It is permanent.
Amen.
The way you have made is permanent.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to you.
As you are getting your tithes ready, the Lord wants me to remind you of Abraham and Sarah. You said, and so what? He said, this is what I want to remind you of. The way that I made for Abraham was not just to give him a son, but I made a way for him to have a nation.
Amen.
He said, you may think the way I've made for you is just to possess one thing. But the Lord said, through that one thing, it will blow up into so many other things. Thank you, Lord. Can we come forward with our tithes?